to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 314. I am Chris. Unfortunately, I am not joined by my usual crew of Tony, Jeff, Pete, and Fozzie. That's because I went on vacation, and I forgot to tell them how we record these things. There used to be a different process, and now we've been recording them on Google Hangouts, so whatever, not really necessary, but I did think maybe we should get a short episode up. We'll see what happens here. As I said, I was on vacation, went to Florida, and in Florida, we're down there for my kids' dance competition, but we hit up Disney World, Hollywood Studios, which has a lot of the Star Wars stuff now, and hit up Magic Kingdom, hit up Animal Kingdom, and hit up Epcot. But how this relates to games is that in Epcot, I walked around catching Pokemon using Nintendo's new Pokemon game, Pokemon Go, which is available, I believe, on iOS and Android. I've been playing it on iOS, but in any case, we walked around. I caught a lot of Pokemon. It also hit a lot of Pokestops. I was not strong enough to kind of go to the gym there. I think there might have been more than one gym, actually. But it was fun. Like, it's a fun little game that Nintendo has crafted there, or I guess Niantic actually has crafted for Nintendo. But you're going around catching Pokemon in the real world. I don't understand Pokemon. I never really have. I tried playing, I believe it was Heart Gold on the DS or 3DS when it came out, and then I may have tried another one since then. I don't get it. It's not really my thing. Black and White, I believe. I think I tried Pokemon Black or one of those. I don't know. In any case, I don't really kind of understand the game, but this Pokemon Go, I am quite getting it. At least I'm getting it more than I did with regular Pokemon, and it is fun to just kind of like be walking around in the real world and capturing this stuff, like going to real world locations and discovering stuff there and getting items and other stuff. It's fun. It's cute. It's a little bit goofy. I had it out when we were driving home from Disney and going like 35, 40 miles an hour down a road, and you just see your little kind of your trainer that you've created. He's all running all sorts of like wonky, like his legs kind of like he walks kind of like some weird duck type thing. Any case, that's Pokemon Go. I'm sure we'll be talking more about it on the next upcoming episode. But while we were down, I didn't play a whole lot of anything. I did bring my Vita, and I brought my tablet, and outside of like maybe a couple games of Quiz Up while we were waiting for kids, the awards for the kids, and obviously Pokemon Go, I only played a little bit of my Vita. I didn't even get into Luminous. I restarted Final Fantasy I. That's a game I've played numerous times on the Nintendo Entertainment System. I believe I played it on the Wii when it came into Virtual Console. I played it on the PlayStation, which is the version that is on the Vita. I've played this game numerous times. I felt like I kind of just want to do a full run playthrough of the Final Fantasy games, so we'll see how that goes. That's probably not going to be great. And we'll see if I actually finish it this time, because I've restarted a bunch of these over the past few years and haven't gotten very far in any of them. But I'm going to kind of try and devote myself to hitting it. But I created my party. I went out, killed a few imps. I believe they might be called goblins in the PlayStation version. I went out, killed a few of them, leveled up once, and kind of called it a day. So really not a whole lot of gaming for me. But now I'm back in my own home. I see that the Ultimate Game Sale is currently on. Probably by the time you hear this, it'll be over or just about over on the Xbox, but there's some cool deals there I might jump at. I definitely plan on playing Inside, which Jeff had played. He loved. Jeff also played through most of Life is Strange, so I may jump back in and finish that up because I think I only got to episode 3 or 4 in that. So I'm going to try and wrap some things up while we're in this dead period of games. May finally get to Doom. I'll definitely be playing some more Overwatch with Tony and Jeff when he gets back from vacation. There's some games to be played, and we're definitely looking forward to getting into August, where No Man's Sky and Deus Ex kind of are going to kick off what is really looking like a super busy fall season with, Final Fantasy, Gears 4, there's Battlefield 1, Titanfall 2, that Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. Like, there looks like there's a lot of games coming. XCOM 2 coming to consoles. Civ 6 is coming out. Like, there's a lot of stuff that we as a collective group are really looking forward to and want to play. So why don't you guys send us a message, let us know what you are looking forward to playing and over the summer, and we'll read them on the next episode, which will hopefully have everyone. We're going to try and record that a little early because I won't be around at our normal recording time again, but hopefully we'll be able to do that, and we'll read off some of the games that you guys will be playing during this kind of like little lull in the release schedule. And as for my vacation, which wasn't really a vacation, we were down there for the kids dancing, but as for that, it was a good time. As I said, we hit up a few of the Disney parks, and Epcot was quite fun, as always. But we also kind of went off Disney. There's a bunch of other parks in the area. We drove a little bit though to a park called Legoland. I am a huge fan of Legos. If you guys know, like, Tony, Don, we all like the Lego things. We went there. It is a park devoted to Legos. All the rides are Lego themed. They have a Lego water park, which we hit up because it was brutally hot and humid there. I don't recommend it. Let's just say that. I think there are some cool things to see there. There is this garden basically that has Lego creations that have been built. Like they've created cities of the United States. They've San Francisco, LA, Vegas, beautiful recreation of Vegas there. Kennedy Space Center, Daytona's International Speedway, New York. They have some really cool Star Wars stuff, but why I don't recommend it is because outside of that, nothing really jumped out at me as being worthwhile. There were some rides the kids liked; they thought they were fun. There were some shows which we didn't actually hit up, but my brother and his kids did, and they seemed to enjoy them. But we spent most of our time at the water park because it was so hot. But evidently, and I don't know if. I've never been to Blizzard Beach or Typhoon Lagoon at Disney, so I don't know how to compare them. But the water here was like bathwater, in everything. Like that was not a refreshing water at all. Like it's just kind of like stepping into. It really felt like stepping into a puddle of pee because there was this nasty smell to everything there. We were told. The misters specifically, there were misters set up all throughout the park, and these misters, we were told, they stunk so bad because of the sulfur content in the water in Florida, and I don't know, I haven't experienced water in a lot of places outside of where I live, because why would I? But the water evidently in Florida is not filtered quite as strongly as the water up. North of us, well, north of Florida, in specifically like my area, we have water parks here. I've never had that experience where the water smelled of. My wife and I were calling it alligator pee. But evidently, it's like the sulfur content is really high, and that's kind of gross. So I don't recommend Legoland outside of maybe that garden area, but that's not really worth the price of admission. You can see that's it's really cool to see. It's not, don't get me wrong, but I don't think it's worth paying to get into that park to go see. So I'm gonna wrap that up here. There should be some reviews coming on the site, hopefully this week. Hopefully, Breached, which I should have had written before I went on vacation. The Technomancer, I'm gonna be continuing to play some of that. I'll be playing Inside, as we talked about. I may try and jump into Song of the Deep, or we'll see if like that's something that Pete's looking at or what. But we will definitely have some conversation on other games coming up this week. So thanks for joining us as always. Send us, you know what? Send us your letters. Send us your comments. You send them on Twitter at PSane Show, or you could send them to our email. You know that we've. I don't have it right here. I believe it's. You could send it to chris.scott@criticallysane.com. That'll definitely get to me. But I believe we also have a podcast email there, which I'm not sure of because I'm. Don't have it in front of me. Unprepared, as always. So, as always, thanks for joining us. It's been, we appreciate you guys a ton for listening. And yeah, we'll be back next week.